Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
In this time of the social and spiritual breakdown of America and the world, in these prophetic end times, God is calling multitudes of Christians to the Ozarks and other safe havens around the world to survive so they can spread the gospel. The Ark Haven Intentional Neighbors Vision is to prepare Christians physically, mentally, and spiritually for these end times. Thousands are coming to the Ozark Mountains in Arkansas and Missouri, where even the CIA says it's one of the safest places on earth. The intentional neighbors concept allows Christian neighbors to own adjacent land to each other so they can aid and help each other. The community is exploding with nurses, a doctor, and other professionals, as well as many others. If you cannot afford to buy a house, you can rent a house. Call 479-502-1789. That's 479-502-1789. Or visit arkhaven.org. That's arkhaven.org. Tell them Pastor Dan sent you.
Hey, does civilization seem stable to you? When 911 is busy or law enforcement decides to hide rather than protect you, don't worry. With Spike training, you will know exactly what to do. Through a series of approximately 96 hours of video training seminars, Bogue Wright, America's most decorated Green Beret commander, and his team of professional instructors brings his special forces training to your home through digital video. Delivered priority mail on a 128 gigabyte USB flash drive and 960 by 640 quality, you will receive the same instruction that Special Operations Command elite troops receive. There are no guarantees in life, but education and preparation always better your odds for survival. Go to bogrites.us, that's bogrites.us, or avrn.tv to arrange to receive your 12 phases of Spike training. Single phase downloads are also available on the site.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Do you wanna be a slave? till you're lying in the grave. I don't want to be a pauper, and I don't want to be a prince. I don't want to be a pauper, and I don't want to be a prince. I just want to do my job, playing the blues for my friend. Magna Carta, Bill of Rights, the Constitution, what's it worth? You know they're gonna grind us down until it really hurts. Is this a sovereign nation or just a police state? You better look out, people, before it gets too late.
Good afternoon, all. This is the Frank Report. I'm your host, Francis Steffen. You are listening right here on American Voice Radio Network. And let's see here. It is the 21st. Yeah, that got by me. It's the 21st of June, 2021. It's Monday, and it's about 11 after 2 p.m. Pacific time out here on the Pacific Time Coast. So if that's all working out where you're at, we're live. All right, so live means you can participate in the show by going to abrn.tv. You'll see the chat room link over there on the left-hand side. Just click on that and you'll be there. But you don't have to participate in the show, although the show is going to start off by being what's in the chat room. Because this is a topic that is of concern to people. This is something people are talking about, thinking about, looking at. And I hate to say this, in my opinion, most of the world is deceived, including most of the people who call themselves patriots. Now, somebody in the chat room here posted something from someone named Christopher Langan. Now, I'd never heard of this man before. Christopher Langan, I don't know. Is said to be the smartest man in the world. Is at an IQ of about 200. Well, I want you to listen to this, and this is somebody smart, okay? I've been wondering if there was a nefarious motivation behind the Vax. See, you can't say Vax or else you get, you know, canceled. So he has to put V with an at sign and an X. If I were a psychopath oligarch and thought mankind needed to be reduced massively to protect the Earth, would I use the Vax to cause a mass die-off, or would I cause mass sterilization? While either approach would cause huge turmoil, the mass sterilization might cause the least disruption. So here's the response. First, according to the usual definition of vaccine, the current injections are not vaccines. Been saying that, folks. Absolutely agree. 100%. They're not vaccines. And why does that matter? That matters because they are not, the pharmaceutical companies are not protected. They are only protected against lawsuits from vaccine damage. This is not a vaccine. This is an experimental gene therapy. Now, you want to say, I need my job. I go, just give me the vaccine. Well, then die, okay? Because that's your choice. They are just another strain of dangerous technology that the parasitic overclass. Now, I like that. See, parasitic overclass, I like that. Because I've been calling them parasites for a long time. But that's just a nice phrase. Parasitic overclass. That's exactly who they are. Because they are not elite in any definition. Unless, of course, you're going to just say, okay, elite only applies to how much money you got in your pocket. Okay? They're funding for the purpose of global domination and control. A human die-off would be traumatic and threaten the status quo. If the human population crashes and the economy falls suit, the elite will have nothing. No innate superiority or adaptivity that might protect them and conduce to their survival. Hence, they prefer mass sterilization and a slower but still rapid population decline. I agree. Okay, I agree. The only die-off we're going to have, and it's going to be quite a bit, we're going to have a die-off, and the only reason they're going to have the die-off is to encourage you all to go out and get this experimental gene therapy. Look at all them people dying. They're going to tell you it's from some virus, when really they're dying from the vaccine. But hey, you'll go for it. Obviously, the parasitic overclass is worried that its environment is being destroyed by human overpopulation. See, then he says, unfortunately, it's right about that. Well, unfortunately, I guess smart people have their head up their ass too. Because, no, it isn't a problem. They're not right about that. There is no world overpopulation, people. You need to start understanding this. Yeah, they'll show you pictures of their cities that they put together, that they transported those people there, that they set up a system to where you go live in that cement box over there, and we'll bring you dog food every day at 5 o'clock and a water bowl, and you sit in that cage and you just be good, okay? We call it the projects. We call it public housing. We call it Section 8. We call it food stamps. We call it welfare. Get in your cement box. Have a nice life. You have no job, you have no education, and you only get enough money to just survive. You want any more money, well, you're going to have to become involved in some criminal activity. And they have created cities like this. They have built these things, folks. They didn't happen naturally. They created this illusion of overpopulation by stacking and packing them in cities and showing you pictures of, look at all these people, look at all these people, look at all these people, look at all these people. Just like they showed you the stupid lie pictures of the little starving African children. Oh, look at them starving, look at them starving, walking around with their big bellies. Look, walking around with their big bellies. Oh, well, hey, we got, you know, as a kid, hey, wait a minute, look at that huge belly. They don't look like they're starving to me. That's what a kid would say, and that's what a kid did say. Well, I was explained that, oh, well, see, that's a symptom of malnutrition. That's what happens to you when you become malnutritioned and you are starving to death. Your stomach becomes distended. Oh, okay, I get it. So let's skip ahead 40 years and let's go to Walmart. See all the distended bellies? Do ya? Normally, every other part of their body, right, is a normal size. Their legs aren't all blown up and fat. Their arms aren't huge and hanging down. But they got this big-ass belly. And we can't put one and one together? You were never a kid? You never saw those pictures of the black little children in Africa starving to death with the big bellies? You never saw that? Nobody ever told you, oh yeah, well that's a symptom of malnutrition, that's why they're starving to death. They didn't tell you that because they did me. Now I walk around and I see everybody in America with the same belly. I wonder what's happening. Oh, we're just lazy, fat, and old. That's what they tell us. And while that may be true, that's not why we all have big fat bellies. And the rest of our body is, like normal. We're being malnutritioned. We're starving, folks. That's why there's a cancer outbreak. That's why everybody gets sick and dies from these viruses and bacteria that, well, if you were healthy, it wouldn't even bother you. And no, you can't go to the store and buy a bunch of lettuce and vegetables because that has no minerals in it. It has no nutrition. This is the crap why your belly is big. I know organic costs more and you can't even trust that it's really more organic. But hey, it's the best you can do, right? Other than growing it yourself. And everybody doesn't have that option. But let me tell you this. A lot of folks out there have heard about this, where people who live in apartments, you know, they get buckets and they grow things like tomatoes and stuff like that in buckets in their apartment. You know, and you might say, well, yeah, but how many, you know, how much tomatoes or whatever, cucumbers, how much can you actually grow in an apartment? Well, it's not really the quantity. What's important, if that's what you do, what you want to do is find vegetables that have a big mineral content in them that they naturally are supposed to have. Grow them in your apartment as, you know, as much as you can, which probably isn't that much. But what the deal is here is that now at least you have some food that has actual nutritional value. But folks, it will not have the nutritional value unless you grow it right. And that doesn't mean getting a bag of chemical fertilizer and throwing it in your in whatever you're growing in your apartment. You got a cat in your apartment? Yeah, you know that cat box? Yeah, why don't you throw some food scraps in with the cat remains of the cat box? Do that. Mix it with some of that clay. Mix it with some dirt. Compost it up. You see, now that's some healthy stuff right there for your soil. Because now you have what amounts to a multivitamin mineral ball there, okay? You know, that way when you eat your worthless rice that has no nutritional value whatsoever, but it is good filler, it's carbohydrates, it will supply you with some energy that will be burned right off, but, you know, you need that too. But you are going to starve to death if you just eat rice. And if you put nice-looking vegetables in there that have absolutely no nutritional value, it's not going to be doing you any good either. We're in big trouble here, folks, but you know what? My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Makes a lot of sense when you realize, wow, I got a nice big plate of food here. It tastes great, looks great, has absolutely no nutritional value in it. I can eat this until my stomach explodes. But my organs are still shutting down because I'm not getting the nutrition they need. This is what's happening, folks. And if you're looking to, well, let's protest. Yeah, let's go complain. Folks, they don't give a damn, okay? The days of the usefulness of peaceful protests are over. They really are. I don't suggest any more peaceful protests at all. Now, rallies, sure. Rallies are always fun, but if you're going to get out there and protest, you better be fully armed and ready to kill the bastards that say, oh, go home. Yeah, go home. Get in the plastic bag. Hey, or ignore the whole thing and have fun in the camp. If you make it to the camp, you might not even make it that far. You might just keel over. I'm serious. The malnutrition in this country is no laughing matter. It is probably the biggest contributor to the lowering of the testosterone levels of men. Oh, you haven't heard about that? Of course you have. How do you think that happened? Just, coincidence? But see, just starving us hasn't killed off enough people yet, because people are resilient. We are adaptive. So they have to come up with, ooh, well, we're going to have to do this phony vaccination. Let's call it a vaccination and sterilize them all. Yeah, so that's what they're doing. But anyway, so let's get down here to where we'll get on here, because the thing is, I just have to say that because there is no population problem on this planet, folks. And the sad thing is when smart guys like this guy here says, unfortunately, it's right about that. Well, no, it is not right about that. Do you realize that the, let's see here, let's go to some facts, shall we? The land area of the Earth is 57.5 million square miles. Right? And, let's call the population of the Earth 7 billion. Yeah? Well, 7 billion divided into that is 0.008 0.008 of a square mile. So 0.008 of a square mile. The square mile is pretty big. Let's see, what does that come down to? Well, that can't be right. Because I put it through this calculator here, and that can't be right. Well, it says that 0.008 square mile equals 223,027 square foot. For every man, woman, and child on the planet? Hey, let me ask you guys out there. Do you live, and I mean your land, your, you know, your everything. Do you live on 223,000 square feet? I don't think so. But I got another little thing here that I want to figure out. I love these things that you can do on the, you know, compare this to that or change this to that. All right, square feet to acres. And let's go over here, and we'll just take this, the square feet, 223,000 square feet. And we'll go to here, and we'll find out how many acres that is, because acres I can understand. All right, that's a little over five acres. So every man, woman, and child on this planet right now, 7 billion, we don't have 7 billion yet, but we will soon, 7 billion people, everybody gets 5 acres. Does that sound overpopulated to you? Have you ever drove across this nation? Have you ever walked across this nation? And I don't mean that literally, I mean like hitchhiking. I'm here to tell you, it is not overpopulated. Now look, people want to live in cities. My grandmother was one of them. I don't know, once my granddad died and, you know, my mom moved her up to the Pocono Mountains, gave her an apartment. It was what you would like, think, okay, this ain't bad for retirement. She hated it. Well, she was 5 miles from the nearest store. You know, she hated it. She was a city dweller. She don't want to live anywhere else. If you try to give her 5 acres to live on, she wouldn't want it. No, I want to live in my box. Well, a lot of people like that. I don't, you know, myself, I don't, but hey, if you want to live in a city, you should be allowed. But you can't just sit there and you know, wait for your next criminal opportunity. That's not why you should live in a city. There's no reason to be there if there's no jobs there. You know that's why cities were built in the first place, right? Because they built factories in around the city. People needed a place to live near the factory, so they congregated and called it a city. But then the jackasses in charge decided, well, we're going to send all our production to other countries. Yeah, we're going to do that because you know why? Screw these people in our cities. We can make more money doing this. And that's exactly what they did. Now we have humongous populations sitting in cities that used to go to jobs at factories surrounding those cities. And now they got no factories. They got no more work to go do. There are no more jobs for them. So what do? Well, the government gives them money, gives them a house, an apartment, gives them food, and that's that. No more education, no job training. Well, there's no jobs. I suppose they could teach them Chinese and move them over there, but that's what they'd have to do. And why did this happen? Because of climate change? Did this happen because of some natural disaster? No, it happened because the scumbags in charge made it happen on purpose. Start realizing this is not, oh, it's Mother Nature hates us, God hates us, the world hates us, the earth is puking us off, it's bad. No, it is none of that. It is the elite bastards who are trying to kill you all. And they're doing a pretty good job of it. And they're going to ramp it up. Because you know why? They're running out of time and they realize that, uh-oh, all you need is a leader. All you need is a leader. They shit their pants all the way down their leg over Donald Trump. And it wasn't because of Donald Trump per se. It's the fact that A, Donald Trump can come into power and the people will follow. They are so scared of that. They got to bring it to, they got to make sure that doesn't happen again. So, identify your enemy, folks. But for now, we're going to take a break.
Tell you something about the space station. It's only really there in your imagination. That thing ain't real. It's science fiction. It's there to feed your space addiction. Those astronauts are not in space. It's written all over their stupid face. See, I can spot a lie from 100 miles. And I can spot a fraud from the way they smile. Didn't you learn nothing from the fake moon missing that puppet show from President Nixon? Well, listen up, they're doing it again, it seems. Check out the harnesses and green screens. I used to work a lot in film and TV. I know a bit about the television trickery to create the illusion that you're somewhere that you're not. A green screen is what you're gonna use a lot. Or if you wear a harness and attach it to the ceiling, the illusion that you're floating is what they'll be believing. All you're watching is a puppet show. Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Astronauts, they're actors, of course, and yeah, they all get paid. Look at me, Ma, I'm floating in space. No, you're not, you're lying to the human race. So let me tell you something about a zero-G plane. This thing flies up and then down again. Some weird stuff happens if you're on the inside. You start to float as the plane takes a dive. Simply add an actor that's trained to the sea. And you got yourself an astronaut, or so you believe. Plane flies up and that's everyone's cue. Then action, we got some deceiving to do. Plane flies down and then everyone knows to start the ISS live show. Floating in a plane with zero G, but you only see astronauts on your TV. All you're watching is a puppet show. Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Astronauts, they're actors, of course, and yeah, they all get paid. Look at me, Ma, I'm floating in space. No, you're not, you're lying to the human race. Well, another thing I noticed when I looked at these fools, they're filming spacewalks in buoyancy pools. NASA's gonna tell you that it's just for training, to practice for space station maintaining. Well, I thought about that, but if that's the case, then why the hell can I see bubbles in space? Take a hard look at the next spacewalk. Tell me if you can see bubbles at all. Open your eyes, man, I'll bet you a quarter. Those spacewalks are filmed underwater. I can see space bubbles everywhere. Hey, NASA, how the hell did those get there? All you're watching is a puppet show. Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Astronauts, they're actors, of course, and yeah, they all get paid. Look at me, Ma, I'm floating in space. No, you're not, you're lying to the human race. So when you see an astronaut aboard the ISS, take another look at your TV set. They're pretty good at faking, so you gotta look close. Pay some attention to the way the actor floats. If you ask me, that ain't zero gravity.
but Hollywood effects that I see on my TV. Take a good look at the whole damn thing. These lying bastards are just puppets on a string. It's all a big science fiction puppet show. The game's up, assholes, cause we all know. Thanks for the show, NASA. It's been a blast. Now take your fake station and shove it up your... All you're watching is a puppet show. Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Astronauts, they're actors, of course. And yeah, they all get paid. Look at me, ma, I'm floating in space. No, you're not, you're lying to the whole human race. All you're watching is a puppet show. Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Astronauts, they're just actors, of course. And yeah, they all get paid. Look at me, ma, I'm floating in space. No, you're not, you're lying to the whole human race, man. All you're watching is a puppet show. Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Astronauts, they're actors, of course. And yeah, they all get paid. Look at me, ma, I'm floating in space. No, you're not, you're lying to the whole human race. All you're watching is a puppet show. Yeah, the whole world's a stage. Astronauts, they're just actors, of course. And yeah, they all get paid.
So things fall apart. Do you know how to defend yourself using a coup baton, pepper gas spray, or taekwondo techniques? After spike training, you will. What about how to enter a securely locked installation or vehicle? After spike training, you will. What about street confrontation shooting, or how to organize the virtually untrained into force multipliers, or caching techniques to secure valuable and sensitive items on your person, within structures, and in the field, or combat assault repelling, or instinctive shooting, or something as simple as knot tying and rope making? Well, after spike training, you will. And I have only mentioned a few of the subjects covered only up to phase 6. Go to bogrites.us, that's bogrites.us, or avrn.tv to arrange to receive your 12 phases of spike training. Single phase downloads are also available on the site.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
You ain't got a lot of time. so you don't have to answer why.
All right, we're back. This is the Frank Report. I'm your host, Francis Steffen. You are listening right here on American Voice Radio Network. And let's see, it's still Monday, the 21st of June, 2021, and it's 2:46 now. So if that's when it is where you're at, we are live. Being live, that means you can participate in the show by going to avrn.tv. You'll see the chat room link over on the left-hand side. Give that a click or a hit or whatever they call it, and a tap, I think they call it, and head on in there. You don't have to participate in the show. You don't have to talk about what I'm talking about. You can talk about whatever you want to talk about. And, hey, if it's interesting, well, that's what the show is then, because I like interesting things. And you guys are smart, so you come up with stuff. You know, and I'm glad to see somebody with an IQ of 200 at least understands who the enemy is. Okay, because that's something that most of you do not, all right? Most of your family absolutely does not, and your neighbors most certainly don't, okay? Y'all looking at each other. I don't know. I don't know, man. I used to like Bob, but, You know, then Bob said he liked Donald Trump. So now I don't know. Bob might be dangerous now. So I'm not so sure about Bob. He might be my enemy. Yeah, and this is what we're doing. Unless, of course, we look at who's actually doing it, and then we do see. Man, I'll tell you. So Don Lemon, this piece of garbage on, I don't even know which one he's on. He can't say American whites view black people as human. See, he's so stupid, he doesn't even know what he's saying. I don't view black people as human. I don't view white people as human either. I view them as what they are, which is man. Not human. Okay? We throw that word around like nothing. Oh, well, that's not what it means to me. Okay, fine. Then make up your own damn language. But in English, human means of man. That's what it means. That's what the H-U is. Of man. Human. Of man. Not man, but of man. That's not the same, is it? And why can't we say man? Mankind. Man. Oh, because that's sexist. No, that's because you're an idiot. Because mankind and man is not sexist. Man is man and woman. Okay? I mean, that's like somebody saying, yeah, that's my German Shepherd there and it's a dog. Oh, yeah, well, here's my dachshund and it's a dog too. That ain't no damn dog. That's not a dog. I'm not allowing that to be a dog. Look at the size of it. It's not even half the size of my dog. It's not even half a dog. It's not a dog at all. We're kicking it out of the dog family. Yeah, well, really? I'm sorry, a dachshund is the same dog as a St. Bernard is a dog. They're dogs. Man is man. Woman is man. Okay, that's it. But, no, we have to muddy the water, confuse things. Hey, let me ask you something. Who is the father of confusion? Who is the father of lies? Come on now, you know the answer, right? Well, that's who your enemy is. And anyone who follows her. Now, I say her, but my real view has been modified. And how? Well, not because somebody real smart came and, set me straight. It's because I read and read more and read more and read more. And I'm not afraid to say, well, okay, I have to modify my view. Does anybody out there believe, as I do, that what we see here on the earth, and I don't mean just now, I mean in general over time, you know, what we see here on earth is a physical manifestation of the war in heaven. Now, if you don't believe that, then you can go get a glass of water or something, okay? If you do believe that, well, if that's the case, then we got to look at Satan. Well, who we know is Satan now, but how did Satan start out? And Satan is referred to as he in the Bible. But Lucifer is described as supple and decorated with all the most beautiful jewels. Boy, that sounds manly, doesn't it? No, it doesn't. Different name, supple, decorated with jewels. Then all of a sudden, name changed to Satan, and now is referred to as he. Seems odd you would refer to somebody as he, who is supple and adorned with beautiful jewels. What happened? Well, I don't know. What happens when Bob decides, you know, I feel pretty today. I think I'll go get my penis whacked off and grow some boobs. Huh?
Oh, and I'm changing my name to Bobette. Yeah. How easy is that, huh? You know what? If these freaks here can accomplish this, don't you think maybe Lucifer was able to do that? Now, why would Lucifer do that? Well, the same reason. Lucifer believed that she could be and do God. Yeah? See, are you seeing any... Okay, now, my point is not to... I'm not trying to jam women or men or anybody in particular, okay? I'm just trying to make the point. Do you see what's going on in our society? 20 years ago, you would have never believed if I would have told you, and I would have not told you 20 years ago because I wouldn't have believed it either, that, oh, yeah, hey, listen, in 20 years, guys are going to be whacking off their thing and growing boobs and calling themselves men. And men... Well, they're gonna then compete in the Olympics as women. They're gonna win. Oh yeah. Wow. But who gets publicized? You know? Bruce Jenner? Look at that. What's his name now? Different name, right? Wants to be called a girl, right? That's what we see. Why? Because it's a lie. Oh, it's happening. But the main thing is Satan wants to be God. To be God, you have to be the Father. That's male. I believe that's the change from Lucifer to Satan. That's why Satan is referred to in the Bible as he, but was described as Lucifer as being supple and a adorned with the most beautiful jewels. Yeah. See, thing is, you've got to identify your enemy. So we look around in society and this same thing is happening. It seems as though everything that has been described in the Bible is actually unfolding right in front of us. I'm sure that's just a coincidence. Anyhow... Oh, I gotta read this, cause I just like the, I like this. Jen Paskey gives a master class in cowardice. I gotta read that. I don't know what it's about or anything, but, I just like it. Cause this is probably the worst press secretary ever. But then again, I mean, you'd have to be the worst press secretary ever when you're the press secretary for the worst president ever. Okay, a few days ago, Nancy Pelosi was asked by a reporter from a Catholic news network whether she believed a 15-week-old baby in the womb was a human being. Such a basic question should be answerable by anyone who has thought through the issue of abortion, especially those who have decided the act is somehow morally acceptable. Yet Pelosi dodged the question, unable to even admit the reality of the position she holds. Now, the White House is getting in on the act. A reporter asked Jen Paskey today what Joe Biden's answer to the same question Pelosi was posed. Her answer was a master class in cowardice. Reporter, does the president believe that a 15-week-old unborn baby is a human being? Press secretary, are you asking me if the president supports the right to choose? He does. Wow. I'm not sure who the reporter is, but the way she folds to Paskey nonsense deflection is disappointing. The reporter of all people should know that's not what she asked. You know, but these cowards won't tell you the truth, because the truth is they're evil bastards that want to kill you all. And if they tell you that, well, you might catch on then. Although I'm really not sure you will. Okay, even then. I'm sorry. Here's some, I guess, good news. Greg Abbott, they call it full beast mode. Boy, I don't know. I've watched Greg Abbott, and even full beast mode from him doesn't seem like it would be all that impressive, but whatever. What would change if lawmakers didn't get paid for their silly delays in political games? Well, it might mean something if they were in a legislature that actually paid them. But in Texas, they only get paid like $600 a month. You know, so it's not really, oh gosh, I can't have that job go away. You know, they're doing other things, like, you know, getting bribes and things like that. And he's, you know, let's see. Yeah, Chris Turner, he chairs the House Democratic Caucus, says Abbott's actions are inexcusable, blah, blah, blah. But the Democrat refusal to quorum marks only the fourth time such a tactic has been used in the history of Texas legislature. It remains to be seen if Abbott's move will finally force a vote on election reform, but it seems he's calling a bluff that will remain up to the Democrats to play out. Yeah, well, that's the whole thing. You know, if it was the U.S. Congress where they have these huge paychecks, it might mean something. But in Texas, they're getting paid like $600 a month. I don't think they care. Okay? You don't think that George Soros can replace $600 a month for 500 people to get his way? Of course he can, and that's exactly what he'll do. Hey, founder of Biden-supporting PAC, believed man murdered in Chicago was a white supremacist, so he didn't give a you-know-what. Yep. Two people, Giovanni Argazui and his wife Yasmin Perez, were pulled out of their car, which was flying the Puerto Rican flag, by multiple men and shot. Argazui died. Perez is in critical condition. They have two children, ages 1 and 3. There was a lot of comment about the video, which circulated on social media because of how graphic and awful the incident was. Also, that given the serious nature of the incident, that there didn't seem to be a lot of coverage in the news. Well, of course not. He wasn't a black man. And he wasn't a drug dealer. They're the heroes in the black community. Ann Coulter tweeted the video saying, try finding news about this murder on Google. Richard Tate's blue check Twitter bio claimed that he was the founder of Democratic Preservation Initiative, a Democratic PAC devoted to supporting Joe Biden, according to Open Secrets. He also was the founder of an executive boutique rehab center, Cliffside Malibu. He responded to Coulter's tweet about the killing. You know what that is? That's just a fancy hotel that scumbag Hollyweird actors can go to by the judge's order, and they count it as rehab. He responded to Coulter's tweet about the killing, apparently believing that the flag the two people had on their car was a Confederate flag. It was a Puerto Rican flag. I'm sorry, is that a Confederate flag they're flying from their car? Trolling that neighborhood? Yeah, I don't give a shit, and you should have mentioned that. Well, how does an adult not know the difference between a Confederate flag and a Puerto Rican flag? Well, I'll tell you, by graduating public school, that's how. Do you see how stupid and out of touch these people are who say they're fact-checking and they're gonna take care of everything for you? They don't even know the difference between the Confederate flag and the Puerto Rican flag. Yeah, I gotta go. Thanks for listening.